Czech.
Didn't we land on something other than Czech?
Oh, yeah.
Dicks and chicks.
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 Chicks. Dicks. Chicks and dicks.
Chicks and dicks.
Chicks. Chicks, dicks. Chicks, dicks. Checking. Checking the chicks, dicks.
Chicks and chicks.
Checking the chicks, dicks. Yeah, we're good.
What?
Yeah, we're all checked here. Just me. Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
With that intro, Mike with Vanessa. What's going on, Team Awesome Man? Coming at you like Cleopatra 90s style. I'll play the audio clip. Why not? Fuck it. Yeah. Okay, that's what we're legally allowed to play, I think. It's like a $10 surcharge or something like that every time you just mention them. I think that's the most that they can get, too, legally.
Really?
Because no one ever talks about them, so I think...
Probably.
Well, who else but us?
I have no idea.
No one else talks about Cleopatra from... just look them up. Wikipedia, that shit, guys. But we've got some shit to talk to you about on this update. Don't forget, follow our tweets. Tweets? Yeah, follow our tweets.
Yeah.
At Team Awesome Egg. Wow. I forgot our social media for a second. And then go to the... You're at the website, yotina.podomatic.com. Type in Team Awesome Inc. on iTunes, and you can subscribe there. It'll pop up in your feed. Of course, the YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. We're going to be doing YouTube shout-outs in this update, sound check, situation. Oh, goddamn. What was the thing we were starting with today? What was it we were starting with today?
American Murder Song.
Oh, why'd you said that like you didn't know what we were... I forgot. I legitimately forgot
too.
We were talking. Okay, so American Murder Song. Let's get to this. I don't know if you guys are familiar with a certain dude named Terrence...
Zadunich.
But he is a gentleman who is a composer. He's a musician.
He's a composer,
singer,
artist,
songwriter.
Yeah.
Independent sort of theater... Theatrically minded, musical.
Yeah.
How do you? What is it? Musical theater writer.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that.
He came to fame initially, I think, in the early 2000s with a. It was like a rock opera, industrial sort of metal show called Repo: The Genetic Opera. He started it in L.A. a long time ago. I think not a long time ago. It was like 90s. Mid to late 90s is when he started it, and they got a movie deal. It was with Lionsgate, I think?
Yes, it was with Lionsgate.
And they were able to, so it got produced, and they made a movie, Repo, the Genetic Opera. The guy from Buffy was in it. What's his name?
Anthony Stewart Head.
Yeah, but who did he play? In
Buffy. Giles.
He played Giles in Buffy. So Giles from Buffy played the Repo Man, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And Terrence went on. So this was a pretty big deal for that production, but the studio kind of... Well, it's been enough. There's enough time has passed. We can talk shit, right?
Yeah, we can talk shit.
Enough time has passed. So they fucked him. Lionsgate kind of fucked Terrence on Repo.
Yep.
It was the cause for me knowing who Terrence was and what he did, because I was online and I was looking at trailers that were coming up, and go figure, we do trailer reactions, by the way. Check it out on the YouTube channel. We do music video reactions. We got a new one, J-Lo. Oh, that's right, J-Lo.
Super excited for that.
That's a fucking throwback.
I can't wait.
Holy shit, J-Lo. So we'll be reacting to that too, so check it out, Simmer Mike. You can subscribe there as well. That's how I discovered Terrence, was because I saw this trailer and I watched the trailer and it was awesome. And then they had a music video, which was the one that Paris Hilton was in, because Paris Hilton was in this movie as well.
Yes.
She played one of the characters.
Amber Sweet.
And it helped get funding for the movie, kind of helped secure them in a weird way.
Well, they kind of had, they had a big cast.
They
for
did.
This
they had
how
names.
Tiny this project was.
The guy from The Devil's Rejects and all the Rob Zombie movies was in it.
Bill Moseley, mm-hmm. Paul Sorvino.
Oh yeah, Paul Sorvino was in this
in Repo,
yeah. So that was Repo, and I know that was that's ancient history now for Terrence and for their production and everything. But that's how I was introduced to him, because I saw they did a live show where he went around. They did a Q&A and they did a screening of Repo,
mm-hmm.
and they went to Chicago. I was living in Chicago at the time. I was doing I was studying at Second City, and I was doing improv and shit. And I had a girlfriend at the time. And I was like, hey, they're Repo, that I got her into the trailer, and I downloaded the album, and we started listening to the album together, and we liked the music. I'm like, hey, they're doing a screening. And so we went to the screening, and Terrence was there with the director, who
Darren Lynn Bousman.
Bousman, yeah. And so Bousman was there with Terrence, and they were doing. They did a Q&A after the movie, and they were reading the bad reviews for Repo.
Oh, that's funny.
The Genetic Opera. Like, they're like, well, here's some of our bad reviews, and Darren Lynn Bousman read them. Move over, Uwe Boll. There's a new director in town. And everyone, it was hilarious. They were being really, really modest about stuff, and, you know, just kind of being like, we're not taking ourselves too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny, and they were really humble and really cool. It was a great movie, but they got fucked over, and Terrence got screwed big time on that. And Hollywood didn't really know what to do with him.
No,
he's talented.
Didn't.
He's so talented, and he's such a good singer-songwriter. He's amazing, but they don't know what to do with him. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, Terrence, go to Broadway. Fucking get to Broadway. Like, go to New York. Get on that circuit. You know, Jesus, that'd be amazing.
I'd watch that.
He should. I honestly think. I mean, he's in L.A. and he's doing this out in L.A. and he's kind of, that's his home base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always been his home base, but he should, I honestly think that they should get American Murder Song out to Broadway. So that's how I was introduced to Terrence. And then Vanessa introduced me to American Murder Song.
Yes.
So how did you get into that? You just followed him from Repo?
I was really lucky in my timing, actually. I discovered Repo a couple years after it had come out on demand.
Right.
I watched Repo. I loved it. I had it on repeat for probably a month and a half, and my friends hated me. Then shortly after I watched Repo, they released the first teaser trailer for their new project, The Devil's Carnival.
Right. And then you got me into that too,
yes.
Actually, which is really good. And one specific song, which we'll bring up later, but
which
is awesome.
Was their project after they had separated from Lionsgate, and they did that completely on their own, totally independent.
Darren
and
Lynn Bousman joined him on that project.
Darren
as
Lynn
well.
Bousman directed
so
that.
So he came back as well, which is really cool because he's a great director.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And he gets working with Terrence, like they're a good duo as far as the films go.
Yeah, and then so I went on the road tour for The Devil's Carnival, and that's where I met Terrence and Darren the first time. So
he kind of plays the devil in The Devil's Carnival.
Yes,
basically.
He does. He plays the devil in The Devil's Carnival, and I met him three times after that, because then The Devil's Carnival 2 came out.
Right.
And then once, I guess there was some creative differences, and so
as there
he
always
started,
is.
He met Sar on The Devil's Carnival 2. Sar came on as a composer.
Right.
And to help him write the songs.
So Sar came on from Devil's Carnival and then joined Terrence. Sort of they became a duo on this American Murder Song, basically. They're like a traveling.
Yes. So once The Devil's Carnival had run its course, they decided to do something different, which was a live musical show, not a movie like they had done in the past.
It's sort of like a gypsy musical thing.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. It's kind of like a gypsy, like, Western musical. I don't know how else to describe it. It's really, it's macabre. It's dark. They talk about folklore, American folklore, basically, and American murder. American murder. Like,
American
which,
murder.
Which becomes sort of like folklore in a weird way.
It does.
And they do an amazing job capturing that feeling with the music of that era and that sort of that Deep South kind of, like, vibe.
But yeah, the first series of albums that they did for American Murder Song, they had four, were very Deep South kind of bluegrass.
Absolutely.
I guess.
Yeah, very bluegrassy and like I'd almost say like saloon music.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Like cowboy saloon music.
And
it's like musical style, so it was more theatrical. It was more big and more bravado, which, you know, it was fun. It's fun.
Yeah. And then I guess out of nowhere, after the tour last year for American Murder Song, they were inspired by the Donner Party.
Oh yeah,
so write the music.
Yeah.
So
remember
the show
the
that
cannibal
we went
people?
To, the people that ate each
the
other.
Cannibal people that ate each no. The, so they, you know, the Donner Party. If you're not familiar, so that's what this one was based on.
Yes,
that's the
this
one we
was
saw.
Based on the Donner Party.
And the Donner Party. If you're not familiar, let's go back in our history. It was a they were traveling.
A group of travelers.
They were traveling, and they kind of got
stranded,
stuck somewhere during a snowstorm.
Yes.
And they couldn't get out, and people started dying. Mm. And they're like, "Well, how are we gonna live?
We gotta eat."
Well, there's no food, and this person's dead, but they're made of meat. Oh shit! We're gonna have to eat Doug.
We're gonna have to eat Doug.
Greg. We're going to have to eat Terrence. Shit.
Oh, poor Terrence.
I loved Terrence. He was so nice.
He was so nice.
He tastes so good, Terrence. He tastes so sweet. Terrence was so sweet. But yeah, so that's basically what happened in the Donner Party. So what they did was they took the sort of, they took that idea.
Really fucked up portion in American history.
And they turned it into a fun, tongue-in-cheek, B-movie
Western stage show,
which is a gypsy stage show, and it was really, really well produced.
Well, this one wasn't super Western. The thing that was different from this album, the Donner Party, versus the other albums, was that it was more like 60s surf rock, and the set was Twilight Zone.
Big time. It was really cool, and they had little commercial breaks in between, which was fucking awesome.
That was hilarious.
And the narrator they had was amazing. Whoever they got the guy to do the voiceover was fantastic. The animation, they had this like projector with animations, and they were explaining how they take the show and they tour it around. So like they go from town to town, and they just like take the set with them, and they just kind of drive around. And to me, I think that's fucking awesome. I think that's amazing that they do that, and that's how they kind of they fund the show and they keep the production rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I have to say, for a Sunday night, the turnout that they had was really decent.
Had a really good turnout, yeah.
And considering that they weren't going for a big production thing, they weren't going for like a big band and a big cast. They were just kind of going for more contained. It was literally just it was Terrence and
Sar,
the violinist.
The violinist, the accompaniment. Yes, I can't remember her name.
She was amazing.
But she's incredible.
And Sar was great. Terrence was great. Their vocal cords, I mean, like they're fantastic. These guys, they're singers.
They harmonize so well together.
And they've clearly worked with each other before, and they're fucking great. Some songs that we could direct you to that you would absolutely love from this show.
Well, from this show, The Devil in Camp.
The Devil
is
in Camp
is a really good one.
Check out that. And where can they find the music for American Murder Song?
They can find the music anywhere you buy music. So iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. You can always also buy it directly from their website, which I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
You could probably just Google "American Murder Song."
Yeah, I think it might
take you to where you gotta go.
Yeah, yeah, it'll take you. They're on Facebook and Instagram and all that fun stuff too.
You could go on Spotify, type that in as well. Devil's Carnival. I would recommend that as well.
Yes, check out the Devil's Carnival if you can.
That's a film, so you could rent that or you could buy it. You could even watch it somewhere else if you want.
You buy directly from the Devil's Carnival website.
You can buy it directly from the Devil's Carnival website, and I didn't say any other way because that I am supporting independent artists,
well,
especially Terrence, because he got, you know, goddamn, like talk about like the guy, it's like he got his foot in the door and they're like, well, we like you, but we don't know what to do with you.
Yeah,
so thanks a lot. Thanks for your time. And he's like, what the fuck, like what do you mean, like I could do so much
doing
more
a thing.
I could do way more here for you guys if you just gave me a chance. And they're like, well, we did, and we're, you know, we still like, I'm not saying that like the industry like shunned him. I just think they didn't. I just feel like he's so talented at what he does that he's better off doing it on his own.
Yeah, no,
he doesn't
absolutely
need Hollywood. He doesn't need the commercial industry to keep his career going and to keep these productions going. He's doing just fine without it. And
yeah,
I think he should just keep doing what he's doing. And I'd say do it even more. I'd say do it even harder than he's already doing it, if he can.
Yeah. And I was even going to say, I actually think with everything that happened was almost for the better, just because like we figured out a couple days ago, I think that Repo is in the top 25 best cult films of all time.
Of all time.
And
of
it
all
was
time.
Called
it's
the Rocky Horror Picture Show of our generation, which is huge.
It's up there with Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Rocky Horror. What else do you got? Like, I mean, it's up there with all the great musicals that you've ever seen.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And Hairspray even. Mm-hmm. Like even the musical version of Hairspray.
And I just feel like being put in the cult category makes them
that's Repo. We're talking about Repo, by the way.
But they can stay closer to their fans.
Right.
which they you know, they show a lot of love for their fans.
Oh yeah, they were very generous.
And they take a lot of personal time at the show.
We did a meet and greet before the show.
Yeah.
And then we did a signing thing after. And when we met them before the show, they were very kind. I was fanboying with Terrence really, really hard.
Oh, I was losing my mind.
I fanboyed hardcore with Terrence, and I was trying not to be rude to the other gentleman, but I heard his voice. I'm like, I said, you have an amazing voice, and the music is so good. You know,
yeah.
Like, I was just letting
him
know. Like,
you were just more familiar with Terrence.
I was trying to be supportive because I knew they were about to perform, and I'm like, the music is great. You guys sound awesome. Looking forward to this. Like, this is going to be a good time.
Yeah.
I kind of fanboyed out, but there was a line, so we didn't want to take too much of their time. And the show was great. It was a funny moment where they were handling some technical difficulties during the show, and it just kind of fell apart. They kind of broke a little bit in character. It was funny. It was a genuine moment that worked towards the show.
Yeah.
The show is very audience and interactive. Like, it's, it very much feeds off the energy of the audience.
Yeah.
And so they were playing into that, but they were able to bring it back around, and it was a good time. Like, it was, they were professionals. They're pros. They know what they're doing. It was fucking hilarious when that happened. The comedy was there. The music was good times. And the show was, it was a pleasant time.
It was a great time.
For Sunday night, that was a really awesome show for that. And you get a good bang for your buck on that production. Like,
yeah,
they really,
absolutely.
They really, if you do the VIP thing, they really take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the regular show seats, they take care of you.
They do take care of you.
Because you can do the meet and greet after. It's a good time. Like, it really is. It's just fun, and it's worth checking out. If you want to check it out, just go online, go to their website. It'll probably be in a town near you, because what do they got? They got three more shows left, so then they're done.
Well, I think they might be. I think they only have one more.
So they got one more show, and then that's it.
Yeah, and then that's it.
And then when
and then we wait.
We wait until Terrence decides to go back on tour again.
Yeah, until they decide to go on the road again.
So you missed it. We saw it.
We
Screw
saw
you.
And you didn't. Yeah. Neener, neener, neener.
It was a good show. And a really fun time, but we highly recommend the music. So go check that out on wherever you can get music. Just type in American Murder Song.
Mm-hmm. And they have lots of really cool merchandise on their website as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got a lot of really cool stuff.
T-shirts, pendants, vinyls, all that.
Yeah,
jazz.
And Terrence actually designs a lot of the stuff. He's a designer. He does a lot of the drawings that they use for the work that they do. And so, you know, when you buy something from the website or whatever, it's got cool design work, most likely Terrence did that.
Most likely.
And he's also the composer, so he's like a jack of all trades.
He is.
And really tall gentleman, too.
He is
I didn't
tall.
Realize how tall he was. I didn't think he... I thought he was tall. I didn't think he was that tall. He was a towering...
He's like 6-something.
Towering dude.
He's tall.
And I was just looking up at him like, whoa. Like, it's like... I've met most of the celebrities or people I've met that are more well-known. You know what I mean? Like Terrence is. Like, they're more well-known. They tend to be shorter.
Yeah, that's weird. That's a weird thing.
Yeah, like when I met... I'm just like digging back now, and I'm trying to... Like Anne Hathaway. When I met Anne Hathaway, she was like Thumbelina.
She was super tiny.
So tiny. Anne Hathaway was the littlest fucking thing. And I was just like, you're little. You're just a little tiny person, Anne Hathaway. Like, we got to put you on boxes for fucking movies. And she could like act next to Tom Cruise and make him look tall.
Oh,
that's how
funny.
Short she is. She's
so
that
tiny.
Little. She's like, excuse me, sir. And I look down. There's Anne Hathaway. Tiny Anne Hathaway.
Maybe that's why it didn't quite work out the way they wanted it to. Terrence was too tall. Like,
yeah.
You're too tall for Hollywood.
Really,
I'm sorry.
That's what it was.
You're
they
too
were
tall
jealous
for Hollywood.
Of his
They're
height.
Jealous.
You're too tall. You're too talented. Fuck you.
They have Napoleon
Get out.
Syndrome.
Get out of Hollywood, scumbag. You're too good looking. You're too tall. You're too talented. Yeah, that's what it was. Well, and also I don't know. The industry's bullshit. So anyway, check it out. Totally worth it. So that's American Murder Song. Terrence.
Zadunich. And Sar Hendelman.
Awesome stuff. But let's move on to our shout-outs. Are you ready for this shit?
Yes.
Because we're doing...
Let's do this.
We're checking out stuff. We're going to check with the peeps. Interesting. Interesting stuff. Hold on. I have to scroll down. There's so many. Sorry.
Oh, God.
I know. New subscriber, Storm Allen. Thank you, Storm Allen, for being a new Sherbscriber.
Sherbscribers.
Jay commented on our Disaster Artist trailer reaction. He said, "React to Tinny featuring Nacho." Kiero Mass, Tinny featuring Nacho. Man, this guy keeps coming back to all the trailer reactions and tells us to react to Tinny featuring Nacho. We'll get to it.
Sounds interesting.
We'll get to it, Jay.
It's a dude named Nacho.
We'll get to it, Jay. R.M. Worthington. R.M. Worthington commented on iTanya, said the release date for iTanya is December the 8th. And he's also a new subscriber. I think we mentioned him before.
We did.
R.M. Worthington. Then we got Athena Rolsman. Athena Rolsma. Whatever. Thank you, new subscriber. John Parpuet commented on Black Panther, said 16th or the 18th of February.
Oh, okay. Right. Because we were asking for the release date.
Yeah. We always ask whenever, because they'll just, movie studios are doing this thing now after a trailer where they'll just literally put the fucking, they'll just put the month, but they won't tell you what day. So they'll be like, it's coming out December. Ooh.
And but it's you like, don't know when.
Like what day? Like, I'm like, we'll tell you when December comes around. It's like, fuck you. Tell me. It's like what? A month away? Like,
tell me now.
Tell me.
Just tell me now.
So we got Toby Dion commented on our, what the fuck?
Downsizing trailer.
He said, I'd be scared of Squirrel. Okay, so Downsizing, if you don't know, is a movie where Matt Damon is in this fictional world where they shrink people down to save money. So, like, you have the resources, or you have more resources because you're littler, and basically you live as a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
Not a rock star. Well, if you want a rock star, but you're rich.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like translates into millions of dollars. But they're all tiny little people.
Five inches tall.
So Toby Dion commented, he said, I'd be scared of squirrels, cats that neighbors just let roam the neighborhood to kill any and everything for fun, and bugs now turn deadly. From top of the food chain to dirt bottom.
That's true. You know, not wrong.
You know, Toby Dion, that's an excellent point. When you're 5 inches tall and if you're not in that safe little bubble community they got you in, you're dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
Because humans aren't designed to be 5 inches tall. We're not. We're designed to be the size that we are with brains that we use to outsmart shit.
Yeah.
If we're that little, we're fucked.
We're screwed.
So everything will... he's right. Everything would just be designed to kill us at that point. We'd have to hide... hide in a tree. I don't know where there's
fruit. I don't think a tree would be a good idea either.
Squirrels, like you said. Birds. Yeah,
we're screwed.
Yeah, just get ready to die if you're shrunk down ever. Just get prepared for that. And May Seyfried commented, hi. Oh, yeah, this is on our Tom Holland doing his Rihanna thing.
Oh, yeah.
We did this reaction a long time ago, but people keep commenting on it. They say, Tom Holland, this is when he was dressing in drag almost as Rihanna doing a lip sync battle. Tom Holland, new Spider-Man, drag. So the guy said, Tom Holland equals hilarious, like his British comedian dad, then his training for Spider-Man shows, his gymnastics, b-boy. He's a b-boy? Boxing, free running, rock climbing, can't sit still long, side, watch his... Wow, okay, this person just went on and on. And May Seyfried is in love with Tom Holland, basically.
Yep.
He's the neatest, coolest guy on the block. Tom Holland. Coolest kid in school.
Coolest kid ever.
You're the coolest kid in school. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
I don't know what to say. Like, he's great. I love him as Spider-Man. He's a aw shucks kind of a dude. He's just English. You know, it makes him automatically just kind of polite. And just, you know, you can't look at him and think, fuck that guy. The only reason why you'd think fuck Tom Holland is because you're jealous.
Yeah, probably.
Because he's got a good life and he's a good person. You know, it's hard to be mad at someone who's a good person with a good life, but people just want to fucking hate. It's also hard to be mad at
British people.
Yeah, well, they're British. You just kind of just like, oh, well, they just think they're better than me.
And yeah.
Sometimes they are.
Yeah, sometimes they are.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes British people are just better than us guys. It's okay. Like, it's not our fault. It's their fault.
It's their fault.
For being better. Which is why we got to stay on top as America. As Americans. Ooh, Crowboy180. Thank you, Crowboy180, for being a new subscriber.
Subscriber.
And then we got Kellogg's Sugar Crisps.
Oh, my God.
Spelled exactly like Kellogg's Sugar Crisps. They got a Harley Quinn thing there. That's cool.
Yes.
They said, this movie looks awesome. The Disaster Artist trailer, too.
Sweet.
So thank you, Kellogg's Sugar Crisps. Then we got Wayne Hoodmister. Some of the names.
I think it's Hoodmeister.
Wayne Hoodmeister. I fucking love the names.
Me too.
I love the names. I think we should have a most ridiculous subscriber name.
We contest. Should.
If you have like the most ridiculous subscriber name contest, if you have them, like, you just leave a comment. Just tell us your subscriber name, or just put a, we just leave a notification somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
We want to find the dumbest, craziest, I don't know, weirdest name. We
yeah.
want weird or just dumb.
Just both.
Dumb.
Either
weird,
or.
Dumb, weird, funny, goofy. Just figure it out. If your name fits that category, just let us know. Like Wane Hoodmeister, Kellogg Sugar Crisps, stuff like that. He says to the iTanya trailer reaction that we did, like people with a big smiley face. I hope he means the video and also the movie. I hope he means both.
Yeah.
So thank you, Hoodmeister. We
or maybe us. Maybe he likes us.
Yes.
We're people.
We are humbled by your like, Hoodmeister.
Yes.
Thanks. We beseech thee, Hoodmeister. Ryan Smythe commented on the Last Jedi trailer 2 reaction that we did, said that it's Luke's lightsaber, not Rey's. So Rey had a lightsaber in that trailer, and I'm like, oh, she built a new one. It's not. It's still Luke's.
Oh, okay.
So she didn't build one yet. But she might. I'm still holding out that might happen, but I just got excited because I was nerding out.
I
was fanboying. It was the trailer, too, and I got to see more Luke Skywalker, and I got to see Jedi stuff, and it was all Star Wars-y. I was fucking...
And it's really funny because he looks at me like I'm going to have anything to contribute to that conversation.
And I'm like, and I'm all like geek hard, and I'm like, what did you think? And she's like, it looks good. And I'm like, ugh.
It looks fine.
Fuck you. It's the best thing ever. You don't get it. But I understand Star Wars isn't for everyone, just like Lord of the Rings isn't for everyone. And, you know, Game of Thrones. Look, I know a lot of people are going to get pissed off at me. I better be careful and I better choose my words carefully while we end the sound check. But I like Game of Thrones. I like it, but I don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to lose a lot of people here, but hear me out. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's bad. Game of Thrones is not bad. I'm just saying that it's so intense. And
it is intense.
And every episode, there's someone I like that dies, and I don't. And I'm like, I know that's the point of the show, but if that's the point of the show, it's like Walking Dead. Like, I used to love Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But every episode, someone you love dies, and you're like, I know that happens in life, but I don't need to be fucking reminded about that every
goddamn
episode.
You can't deal with the loss
episode,
anymore.
You gotta kill them every. It's like, hey, there's this new guy. His name's Chip. Oh, hey, Chip, how's it going? It's like, oh, gee, I'm so happy to be here. I'm glad to meet you, survivors. Well, I can't wait to live and meet my family again. And you're like, oh God, he's gonna die, isn't he?
He is gonna
die. And then
die.
Like, you're like, he doesn't die for 5 episodes. You're like, oh fuck, I'm getting to love this guy, and I know they're gonna kill him.
Yep.
And then they fucking kill him in the most horrible way. And you're like, Chip didn't deserve that. Chip deserved better. And then you start getting all like emotional about Chip, and then he turns into a meme online, the Chip meme,
the
like
Chip
don't
meme.
Never forget Chip, you know. So it's shit like that. I'm like, fuck you. It's like Hodor in Game of Thrones.
Hodor.
Like, yeah, Hodor. And I'm like, oh God, no. I just break down. After Hodor, I couldn't do it.
See, I stopped watching after Jason Momoa
away. Aqua Momoa
went away. But in my defense, my other two favorite characters are still alive.
That's right. That's true. Yep. Jon Snow.
No. Not Jon Snow.
Well, he did die, but he came back.
Dany and Tyrion are my two favorite characters.
Okay.
So.
Tyrion? Well, come
still
on.
Alive. Well, it's fucking Tyrion.
It's Tyrion Lannister. He's the best.
He's amazing.
He's the best one. He's the one who told everyone to go fuck themselves.
And Daenerys. Can't go wrong with Emilia Clarke. You just can't do it. She's great.
Tyrion
adorable.
Got away with telling everyone to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
And then he killed the king.
Smacked the shit out of Joffrey.
He told everyone in the kingdom to go fuck themselves, killed the king, and then left.
Yep.
That's pimp.
Yeah.
Tyrion Lannister's pimp.
He's badass.
Yeah. But with that, I'm not talking shit about Game of Thrones, but I just can't get into it. But that's what I'm saying. Not a lot of people can get into Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they can respect that shit. I respect Game of Thrones. I'm not.
Yeah, I respect Star. There are some things that you want to get into, but you just can't.
I know. Like Battlestar Galactica.
I
want to
like it.
Did you ever watch Battlestar Galactica? People tell me it's fucking great, the TV show, but I never watched it.
I watched.
But I hear it's awesome. But people are like are obsessed. They're like, you've never seen Battlestar? Fuck you.
Atlantis.
I've never. I used to watch Babylon 5, but I don't get on people's nuts about Babylon 5.
Is that? No, I'm thinking of Stargate. I watched Stargate as Atlantis.
Oh, the
That's
TV show?
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you watch SG-1?
No. Which Jason Momoa was in, not familiar. By the way?
I'm not familiar with any of the Stargate TV shows. I only saw the first movie because it had Kurt Russell in it. And he's dope. But regardless, I get it. So it's okay that you're not Star Wars literate. But before we see The Last Jedi, you're going to have to see Force Awakens, just so you know what the hell's going on in The Last Jedi.
I agree to this, yes.
But have you seen the? So you haven't seen Force Awakens?
No.
But you've seen A New Hope.
Yes.
And there's your hope, people. And we're going to end this soundcheck on that hope, is that maybe she can get into Star Wars 2, hopefully, maybe.
We'll see.
You don't like Star Trek either. But
no.
That's, I understand.
No, I don't.
Because old Star Trek can be a little boring. There's a lot of meetings.
A lot of meetings.
Sitting around in a lot of fucking tables and suits talking about shit. Not doing anything. There's a lot of meetings in Star Trek. Like, we should have a war. Yes, we should. No, gentlemen, I think we should be peaceful. Let's talk about it more. Then they cut away to the bridge. Where are we going? To a planet. Cool.
Okay.
they show the planet. They just show
no wonder they get attacked so often.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. Things happen on the ship a lot because it's cheaper. Because
they don't leave it.
It's cheaper. You don't have to build another set. You just fight on the ship.
Yep.
See? That's what I'm saying. All right. Well, that's enough with the nerd update. But other than that, oh yeah, always, we got to end with what your favorite comment was. What was your favorite comment?
The long one about being afraid of squirrels.
Me Because
I'm a normal-sized human person, and I'm afraid of squirrels.
I was hoping you were going to say that. That was my favorite comment, too. The person who was just going on about, like, if I was that little, I'd be scared of squirrels, birds,
cats,
insects,
bugs,
all of
screwed.
It.
Which is all things other than cats that I'm afraid of in real life. So
exactly. So, like, yeah,
big
I agree.
Big versions of those things.
So that's the comment of the Dizay. Thank you for that, Toby Dion. Toby Dion left that comment. Thanks to all the new subscribers. Leave the comments. That's on the YouTube channel, which is Simmer Mike. Again, Simmer Mike, all caps. Simmer like you're cooking. Mike like my, it's my name. So just type it in, Simmer Mike. There you go. It's free. Subscribe. iTunes, type in Team Awesome Inc. Tweets. Well, if you do the tweets, go to at Team Awesome Inc. and subscribe there. Follow. I don't know. However you do it. Facebook, Team Awesome Inc. Lunchbox, Team Awesome Inc. Lighters, condoms. You want it, we got it. Team Awesome Inc. Why not? Can that be our slogan? Or no, that's, I think that's someone else. You want it, we got it.
I think that is someone else too, but I have no idea who.
Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube. This has been Team Awesome. Team Jack. Awesome. Jack. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.